This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Today is Monday, May 27th. It is Memorial Day. Talk a lot about that during the course today, because certainly it is appropriate for us to focus on those people to whom or for whom we are grateful. It is 7 after. I think I said that, right? Did I say that already, ladies? Did I say it was 7 past? It is. It's still 7 past. 7 past the hour. DJV show, DJV time, DJV weather. Weather on the 7s. It's actually quite a nice weekend around the country. Hopefully you're enjoying it. We are here, as is normally the case for most holidays. It is our duty, it is our privilege, it is our job to be here sharing conversation, sharing our own facts, figures, commentary, opinion. The opinions of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and me are just that, opinions. They are our opinions. We are entitled to them. You're entitled to yours. There are lots of things kind of quickie stuff going on. The president has come under some scrutiny because he apparently decided with little, what do they call it, advice and consent. Remember that term? You all know what that term means, right? Advice and consent. Yes, yes, yes. I don't want to answer for you. Yeah.
Well, right. We know what those words mean. I don't know what the phrase, if that's like another reference, I don't know. But
well, the advice and consent is something that is part of the history of our country. That is what that's what I call it, tricameral. We have the judicial branch, have the legislative branch, have executive branch, all those three. And they're in the best of all possible times, they would be working together well, so that things would be smooth. Doesn't appear to quite be the case at the moment. And so this business about selling a lot of arms to the Saudis has wrinkled a lot of feathers. No congressional approval. Ranking member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Bob Menendez, from New Jersey, I think, isn't he? Where's Menendez from?
Is he Jersey or New York? No, I think he is Jersey, because there was a bad Menendez that got arrested in New York.
Right. Yes.
Two.
There have been a lot of Menendez, the Menendez brothers. Anyway, the sale was confirmed, formally informed Congress that it is invoking an obscure provision of the Arms Export Control Act. So why did the Saudis, well, I guess I was going to say we'll do a quickie here, but I'm not sure this is worthy of a quickie, I guess. Or we ought to spend a little more time on it, or should we? Is this just more of the same old, same old? I find the Saudis nauseate me. I don't like them. I don't have really never taken to them particularly well, but I think with the advent of what we know after, and if you don't know it, you ought to know it, what happened September 11th is that 19 Saudis commandeered planes, ran into buildings that belong to private entities into the public, i.e. the Pentagon, World Trade Center, and a commandeered plane that was on its way to Los Angeles from that. We now ended up in a field in Pennsylvania. Those were all Saudis. They came from Saudi Arabia. They were Saudi born and bred. So whether they got their training somewhere else or they didn't, they were Saudis. And for some reason or other, the people who, like George Bush, Donald Trump, I don't know what, I can't remember much about Barack Obama and what his feelings for the Saudis were, but, you know, we got this kind of, especially on a day like today, where we have lost, can't you put together the pieces here a little bit? I don't mean you, I'm just saying in general, the pieces, there are a lot of American men and women who gave their lives in Iraq and Afghanistan because of what happened September 11th, and that was caused by the Saudis. And yet we've kind of smoothed over this for years and years and years because it's good for business. Maybe that's it. war is good for business. Killing Americans, good for business. Yep, that's it, I guess. Bottom line. So thinking about Memorial Day, maybe you ought to think about stuff like this as well. And I think I will go around the room. I thought I'd have a little quickie. Jennifer, then I'm going to give it to you, but I wonder.
Jen's not here today. She's,
oh, that's right.
She's on vacation.
Ah, that's right. Is it a vacation? It's just a day, right? Has she gone all week? How long?
Holiday weekend. No, holiday weekend.
All right, so anyway, am I on solid ground here, or am I on...
I don't understand why we're... Congress said that they didn't want anything to do with that war in Yemen, which is the Saudi war. I don't understand why we're selling weapons to them. I know Jared Kushner is super tight with the Saudis, and I know that he's been criticized for WhatsApping. He's been using the WhatsApp text messaging app with what's his name, Bin Salman. I don't know. How did we get this cozy with them? I just don't understand it. If we've opened up offshore drilling again, which the Trump administration has, against pretty much every state, it's against their wishes on both coasts. So we've opened that up again. So then why are we trying to get more in bed with the Saudis if we're no longer going to be reliant on
their our own oil?
Yeah, right. I don't get it. So there's obviously something else going on behind the scenes that the American public doesn't know about.
Aha, I got the answer. You ready?
Ready.
Going to build some more Trump hotels in Saudi Arabia. What do you think?
Probably that's I didn't even think about that, but that's probably 1,000% true. Well, I mean, think about it. There's a lot of money and a lot of building opportunities, and look at how many people are constantly now going over to Saudi Arabia, different parts of the United Arab Emirates. There is a lot of potential there for real estate and construction. So I guess if that was my business, I would probably think along the same lines. But when you're the president of the United States, you're supposed to be working for us, for the people, own organization.
In this circumstance, the problems in the Middle East you alluded to, whether it be Iran and all the things there that are that make us all jittery, kind of. Mm-hmm. There's another report about the Syrians using chemical weapons again.
Yeah.
The State Department said it's seeing signs that Assad's regime is renewing its use of chemical weapons. They don't pay any attention to what's going on in our...
Remember the last time they gassed their own children and the whole world was outraged? But now they're back to... They're going to do that again.
Yeah.
Nothing.
And the U.S. has warned them not to do it, but so what? So here we are again. Good for business, military-industrial complex. Disgusting, especially again on Memorial Day, to have this be a reality, I think is a real slap in the face to those who have served. That's just my read on it. Plus, it's not necessary. Plus, it's more war, more machines, more guns. All right, so I've had my say. You've had your say. Victoria, what did you want to have as your lead, your turn here?
Well, it is the first weekend of summer, and unfortunately, it has been kicked off.
Figuratively speaking.
Well, it's the opening of the, season of the summer. So if you live on a coast, or if you have a beach club membership or a lake membership, this is the weekend that everybody kicks off the summer, and you have to start paying for things like
hot
beach
time.
Badges and access to water and things like that. Pools are all open now this weekend. So unfortunately, it also started out with a deadly shark attack in Hawaii, and a lot of experts have been, we were just talking last week about the great white shark that went all the way into the Long Island Sound, practically up to the shoreline, which is really unheard of. And so that shark actually had been tracked already and tagged, so that's how researchers were able to find him and see where he was going. And so over in Hawaii, they're unfortunately right off of Kaanapali Beach in Maui, a man who's 65 years old, he was from California, He was swimming, and he at 8:30 in the morning, local time, yesterday morning, and unfortunately he was attacked by a shark, and when he was pulled to the shore, the emergency response people tried to administer CPR, but unfortunately it was too late, and he was unresponsive. And this is actually the third attack in Hawaii in 2019. In April, another 65-year-old tourist from California was attacked off of the island of Hawaii, and then a surfer was also attacked off the north shore of Kauai in February. So experts have been saying that this summer, unfortunately, we are probably going to be hearing a lot more of these stories as sharks are kind of forced to come closer and closer to the shore. Their fish supply, their food supply is in danger. It's certainly diminished with overfishing. And then when you add in the components of the ocean temperatures being warmer and the microplastics that are everywhere in the ocean now, the microplastics, when fish ingest that, it actually stops their reproductive systems from being able to reproduce. And so the fish themselves are no longer making as many fish babies as they used to. So we've got like a whole horrible trifecta happening.
Triple whammy.
Yeah. And so we're as a result of that, we're going to start seeing sharks coming closer and closer to shore. I'm on the Jersey shore. We actually saw a shark yesterday, and it was not that far off of shore. And all of us kind of were like, oh, okay, we'll just stay here. It's a good thing the water's really cold still. We'll stay here.
Jump in the bathtub and have a nice wash.
Yeah, hit the pool. Yeah.
Hit the pool. Hit the pool, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more. Hit the pool. I'm going to hit my pillow. Well, I'm not going to do it right now because if I do that, I did hit my pillow last night. Great weekend on the farm. Lots of activity, lots of exercise, and I slept very well on my pillows, covering my pillow, the pillow cover on the bed, and the sheets from my pillow. My pillow guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you will ever known. You will ever known. That's good, Doug. You will. The message here is clear. For the best night's sleep in the world, the whole wide world, you want to go to MyPillow.com. I've had MyPillows for a couple of years now since we started talking about them. For that, I had a lot of problems getting a good night's rest. Pillows are very important. You don't want them to go flat. You flip around all night long, wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, feel like you need a nap, even after you've had a full 8 hours. Today, I set the fill inside my pillow when I go to bed the way I want it. It's patented, this fill, because what happened with Mr. Lindell, who created my pillow, he was having a tough night sleeping like a lot of you do. Couldn't get comfortable, bought a lot of expensive pillows, hundreds of dollars, and couldn't get a good night's rest. So he was an engineer. He says, I'll figure this out. I'll make one for myself. I'll show him. So there. And he did. And so there later, but about 12 years later, he's established the largest sleep operation in the country. 1,500 people making pillows night and day all week long. So you can have a great time in bed. Quality sleep. Pillows made right here in America. Pillows you can wash and dry. And for the Memorial Day special, MyPillow.com gives you a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98. MyPillow Premium, $69.98, lowest price ever offered on the radio, available at MyPillow.com with the promo code DJV. So get those premium pillows and get a good night's rest. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for fantastic offers.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797. Thank you.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Story, a television story, Adam Levine been in that red chair for 16 seasons on The Voice, will not be in that chair for season 17 of The Voice. Despite previously confirming his involvement, Carson Daly announced that Levine will not appear on the program this next season. Levine has been on every season of The Voice since it started. He's won three seasons of the show. Levine thanked NBC, the house band, Carson Daly, and of course his BFF, Blake Shelton. Shelton, he says, quote, I couldn't hide my love for you if I tried. Seriously, I tried. Can't do it. Our friendship is and always will be one for the books. Whatever this whole surreal experience was, I'm just happy I got to experience it with you. You're my brother for life. Kelly and John, take care of the cowboy. I'm sure I'll be back to say hi soon. So much love to you both. The day before the news broke, Levine sold his $45 million home that he shares with his wife to Ellen DeGeneres. Upon the news of Levine's exit, Carson revealed that Gwen Stefani is going to come back next season. Is that how they met? Blake Shelton and...
Yeah.
Stefani was on The Voice.
They were both married and separating at the time, and they right around the same time, so that's where they met. It'll be cute to see the two of them now that they've been dating for a couple years. It'll be cute to see them going against each other. But this was very surprising news, especially since Adam Levine just went to the upfronts, and that's, of course, where NBC does presentations for the potential advertisers and things like that. Yeah. And so he was there, and apparently the rumor behind this exit is that he didn't like the new rules that they had implemented for the show. And as a result of those new rules, he ended up not having a single contestant on his team still in the game towards the end, and he was not happy with that. And so apparently during the upfronts, there was some kerfluffle about him not being happy anymore, and maybe the executives not being happy with him, and so I think it was just maybe time for him to take a break.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll come back. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I did think it was a little odd that it was John Legend and Blake Shelton left at the end, and they were the only ones the teams left, which is kind of funny when there are four judges. But also, Adam Levine won 3 times out of 16 seasons, and that was really close to the beginning. I mean, I've been watching off and on for a while, and he hasn't gotten anything. I mean, it seems like his main part of the show now is his bromance with Blake, and that's really all that he does. And I don't even think he's turned around for the last few winners during the audition. So, I don't know. I've always been annoyed. I like the show. I've always been annoyed that they rotate the women out, even though they've always been very successful. Alicia Keys and Miley Cyrus and Kelly Clarkson and Gwen Stefani.
They've all won. Yeah, that's true.
And they all get rotated out, and Adam and Blake get to stay every time, even though Adam hasn't won anything. So I hope that this brings more women onto the show.
Yeah.
That get to stick around.
Why do they get paid? What do these hosts get? Do they all get the same, or does it depend on how?
No, Blake and Adam get the most because, and I was actually reading something. I think Adam was paid $16 million a season or something like that.
Right.
It's a lot.
Yeah. So then the others are, well, they save a little money maybe by not having them around either.
That's true.
Don't ever discount that when it comes.
That is true. Yep.
Networks, yeah. He's making that kind of dough. They go, okay, Adam, time for you to take some time off. So I wonder, did he know about his leaving before he sold his house? Is that what it takes?
I don't know. I'm sure that would have been in the works for a while, yeah.
Yeah. 28 after the hour, speaking of a while, you're whiling away Memorial Day on the DJV show.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds and I take it. It's helped me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This Vivian has. I've been on Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep and feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopWoss.com. Or call 833-TOP-WOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopWoss.com or 833-TOP-WOSS.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he's not worried about North Korea's recent missile tests during the final news conference of his visit to Japan. While standing alongside Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Trump said he doesn't think the missile tests that North Korea conducted earlier this month violated United Nations sanctions.
My people think it could have been a violation, as you know. I view it differently. I view it as a man. Perhaps he wants to get attention, and perhaps not. Who knows? It doesn't matter.
On the subject of trade, Trump told reporters his administration will make a deal with China, just not yet. Chicago's seeing another violent Memorial Day weekend. Reports are, since Friday, 34 people have been shot. 5 of them have died. Last year, 37 people were shot. 7 of them died over the entire Memorial Day weekend in the Windy City. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's have a little bit of a, I suppose this could be a concert. Monday, May 27th. It is Memorial Day. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer is off today. Yes, Memorial Day. How many people watched the hour and a half concert last night on the Capitol lawn? What do they call that? Between the Washington Monument and Capitol Hill. What's that big long?
The Mall?
The Mall. Thank you. I don't know why I couldn't think about that. The Memorial Day Mall, the treatment was given last night. I thought it was, I watched most of it. The usual, it's all usual cast of characters, but it has meaning. It is good. Joe Montana always does a good job. Usually Gary Sinise is around. I'm not sure. I didn't see any of him last night, whether he was there or not. Mary McCarthy, the actress, is that her name? McCarthy McCormick. Mary McCormick. Was the co-host. I'm guessing from the two of you didn't have a chance to watch this.
I didn't see any TV at all this whole weekend. So
didn't you?
No, right. We were out and just with friends and stuff, so I didn't see any of it.
Yeah. It was nicely done, as usually is the case. A lot of quality. For me, it's a way for you to stop whatever you're doing, think about the significance of these people in all branches of the service, honoring those who died while fighting in the armed forces. The day actually began as Decoration Day. I was pointing that out on Friday. It was after the Civil War when members of the family, friends, placed flowers on graves of both Union soldiers and Confederate soldiers. General John Logan of the Grand Army of the Republic, which was an organization of Union veterans, eventually selected May 30th, 1868, as the day to pay tribute to these fallen heroes. The 30th of May, designed for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country during the late rebellion, and whose bodies now lie in almost every city, village, and hamlet in the entire land. That's what he said. Logan apparently chose May 30th because flowers would be in bloom on that date around the country. That's pretty interesting. I didn't know that. That's news to me. Isn't that news to most everybody? That the reason May 30th was chosen, I did not know that before, is because at this time, flowers are blooming everywhere. So, it's kind of nice to know that's why the day. The end of the 19th century, Memorial Day ceremonies started to be held on May 30th around the nation. Then states passed proclamations. Army and Navy adopted rules for proper observance at their facilities. And so it goes. And so it has. As you look around today, you'll see a lot of images, appropriate images of men and women in service. How many people just kind of discount this day? You mentioned earlier this is the sort of unofficial beginning of summer. Summer starts June 21st, according to the calendar. But, yeah, most of the beaches are open. Most of the pools are open. Most everybody, especially with the weather being the way that it was over the weekend, most of the country was good. So you felt good about going out. We had a very good weekend on the farm. I felt good about what was going on. I loved being on the weather. It's just one of those things that makes you feel good. The hot dogs aside, and the hamburgers aside, and some of the other things aside, remembering, perhaps you're playing golf today. Maybe that's how you celebrate Memorial Day. But there's probably a flag at the golf course. Maybe you ought to spend a minute looking at it, thinking about what the red, white, and blue means. And I don't mean to be, I don't overcook it. I think Memorial Day is a day when we pause to give thanks for the people who fought for the things that we have. Mostly World War II, as far as I'm concerned. But the last night, the tribute to the Vietnam veterans, I thought was touching. Nicely done, as is most everything else that General Colin Powell has his hands around. He introduced all the soldiers who were in attendance at the mall who had come from the Vietnam era. That's for me, because it's my era. It is such a telling experience. I've told my story about going in, or almost going into the service, and how sobering it was thinking about what would be, what could have been my fate. I know that there were 47,000, 48,000, or is it 64,000, somewhere between the high 40s and low 60s, men who gave their lives, again, for no good reason, other than they were asked to go. We had a draft. It was very unpopular. The war, most people blame it on LBJ, and then they blame it on Nixon. It wasn't really either of them who started it. It was John F. Kennedy. But because he was he got the wheels in motion to protect this area of Southeast Asia. The price of gasoline this weekend, it seems to have modified somewhat. Have you noticed, ladies, driving around? Price of gas went down a little bit, at least in my area, almost 10 cents in the last week or so. Usually it's the other way around. The gas companies, being the truly good Americans they are, gouge the hell out of us starting Memorial Day and through the summertime.
Yeah.
A lot of people. I saw the AAA suggesting 57 million people or some number like that out driving around this weekend. So there are thinking about veterans, and especially those who fought in World War II, and maybe some of the other, the business about the Civil War, there are the same sorts of things going on in our country now as we fought about in the 1860s, One wonders if that's we're going back to that because we haven't done a good job teaching in our public schools the youngsters who come through the public school system what really happened. What were the causes of the Civil War? And if you think it through, are schools teaching youngsters the reason for any of the wars that we've been in? I think that's a very important thing for us to think about. As we are, when you think about veterans, it isn't the preacher who's given us freedom of religion. It's the veterans. Think about that. It's not the reporter who's given us freedom of the press. It's the veterans. It's not the poet who has given us freedom of speech. It's the veteran. Not the campus organizer who's given us freedom to assemble. It's the veteran. Not the lawyer who's given us the right to a fair trial. It's the veteran. It's not the politician who's given us the right to vote. It's the veteran. The salute to the flag is appropriate, I think, today. You see a flag. I generally don't go along. I'm not, as many of you know, listen to me for a long time. I'm not big on war. I'm not big on the military. But I do think that we need to be thinking about those who serve under our flag. It is when you see those flag-draped coffins from men, women come in. Still now, we have these flag-draped coffins coming into Dover, Delaware all the time. We just don't much pay attention to it anymore. These men are being killed regularly in Afghanistan still, and a few in Iraq. Who knows what else we're going to get ourselves into, trouble-wise. So I have some strong thoughts, obviously, about it, and feelings. Is it a generational thing? When you look at the numbers of people who have died, how many people remember the USS Cole? You ladies remember, did you study that USS Cole circumstance,
Sounds familiar, but that I don't know that I would remember.
And I'm not. This
details.
Is not about embarrassing you. That's not why I'm asking the question.
I'm not embarrassed. I know what I know, and I admit what I don't know. I don't think there's any room for embarrassment. But the USS Cole. Yes, I definitely have heard of it somewhere in history, but I couldn't tell you more than that.
It was off the coast of Yemen in 2000. Got attacked.
Oh, okay. I remember that under Clinton.
Cole. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember learning. Yep.
Yeah. Then there are other circumstances. Whether we go back and study the old wars, the new wars, you know, we think of wars. We don't think sometimes of the incidents that occur. We lost 368 men in Lebanon in 1950, because of the unrest there and us sending soldiers getting involved. In Cuba, 9 were killed in 1962 as things got started. In Cuba, we all remember what might have been the Third World War. Panama Canal riots in 1964. And all that continued until Jimmy Carter was president and the Panama Canal became independent. South Korea, 89 were killed there in 66, 67. Remember that? Remember the Israeli attacks? 34 Americans on the USS Liberty were killed in 1967 during the 67-day, five-day war. You think about the Israelis and the Palestinians, but we had a ship over there, got involved, and 34 of our soldiers died. And the Tet Offensive, as the Vietnam War got started in 1968, 7,000 men died in one day. And Operation Desert 1, 8 died. Grenada, 19 died. El Salvador, 20 died in the early 90s. Look at all these little... See, this is the thing. I bet you most people don't even remember these little day-long wars that went on. And Americans who died, the Persian Gulf, Operation Desert Storm, 90 and 91, 363 Americans died there. How many have died in the bombing of the Oklahoma City Federal Building in 1995, 168 soldiers in that building died that day. Remember that? Saudi Arabia, terrorism against the American consulate. This is a real... This is something, again, in the face of what we've just acknowledged, the selling of arms to the Saudis, giving them the most favored nation status, 7 of our soldiers were were killed at the U.S. Embassy in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, back in November of 1995. Right? I mean, think about all of that. There was more terrorism in Saudi Arabia, June 25th, 1996. 19 Americans died there. So, Operation Iraqi Freedom, after the things began the first day of the war, 74 were killed in action, 8 missing in action. 7 prisoners of war were taken the first day of Operation Iraqi Freedom. So all of those things are worth our time and effort to think about them. You've got some music there, Kara, from all of the various services. I think this gives me goosebumps when I listen to some of these themes from the Army, the Navy, Coast Guard. Pretty sobering stuff, don't you think? Whether we agree with the wars that have taken place or not, it's still something that I think separates us from pretty much every other country. So as we take a moment here to listen to some of these themes, I ask you to do whatever it is, wherever your thoughts go at the moment, please think about these people who have been asked to make the ultimate sacrifice. It wasn't what they did. They didn't go into the war zone thinking they were going to get killed, but what happens, the reality. And so here is our tribute to the men and women of all the branches of the service.
I will say the thing that makes me emotional is, you know, my grandfather used to be in barbershop, and he's in his 80s, and he served in, he did some military time, but every, you know, at the end of every show, they would go through and sing the different ones, and all of the guys in the audience would stand up. And I will say that is one time that I definitely would get emotional. Is you just see all of these old guys who made it back, and they've got family, and they're living here, but...
And
they
it's
were
such
obviously
an important
all
part of
very,
their lives.
Yes, it was really important, and they're all obviously very, very proud of the time that they served.
Yeah, and they ought to be. They ought to be. It is emotional, and just, it is what it is. I want to know, speaking of the old guys, whether you are an old guy sitting around with aches and pains. If you're having a problem with your hips, your hands, your knees, the old injuries from sports in your college athletic days, like so many of you who are DJB listeners, there have been opportunities for you to do different things. You've tried different things. I know you have over the years. So now I'm suggesting if none of them have worked, you try Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Joint, that's the important thing to remember. Joint Formula 14. 14 because in 14 days you'll feel better, you get your money back. Don't let joint aches and pains hold you back. This is my new choice because I love the way I feel. I have plenty of them. As I get real active on the farm, my back bothers me and my knees. Go to Ache Free Live. Ache Free, A-C-H-F-R-E-E dot live. Achefree.live. And order a month's supply. Normally it's $39. Get it $27.99 with free shipping at achefree.live. Use the code DJV. Achefree.live to be, in fact, ache-free. It's Sierracil Joint Formula 14.
Ford Pass. Everything you need to keep moving right in the palm of your hand. Now you can earn points to use toward flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards. Plus, use the app to access roadside assistance. You'll even earn exclusive Ford Pass rewards just for maintaining your vehicle. Only Ford Pass combines roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud.
Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about how you can earn complimentary maintenance on every new Ford.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. FordPass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour. Those of you who listen to this program on a daily basis, you know this is the time in the program we talk about technology, the advances being made, how they'll impact you. If you're new to the program or you listen just on the holidays, this gives you some insight. A lot of people want to know, how can I listen to the program? Somebody asked me that at the farm yesterday. Hey, aren't you the guy on the radio? I said, yeah. How can I hear you? And I just send them to djvshow.com on demand. The whole thing is there. You get the streaming. It's fun. It's good. And thank you for asking. So one of the things that Victoria prides herself in is keeping up on the latest things that affect you. I don't understand why AT&T wants to use cryptocurrency for people to pay their bills. What's the thinking behind that?
Well, a lot of places and places that would probably surprise you, more and more retailers are accepting cryptocurrency as a form of payment. And so AT&T says you can now you can pay your bill using cryptocurrency, and they have a partnership between the mobile between AT&T and BitPay, which is a payment service, not unlike Coinbase or any of the other platforms that are out there. And so you'll be able to use cryptocurrency on either AT&T's website or through the My AT&T app, and then if you you can pay your bill, if you have a cell phone bill, or if AT&T is your internet service provider, then you can use that. You can use Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Gemini USD, Paxos, and Circle's US dollar coin will all be supported by this new endeavor. And so that's pretty much all of the major cryptocurrencies. And AT&T proudly advertises that it's the first mobile operator in the U.S. to accept cryptocurrency. However, like I said, there are a ton of major retailers, including Whole Foods and Nordstrom and GameStop and Overstock.com. There's so many huge retailers that accept cryptocurrency, and that they accept through the payment network called Flexa. And so the weird thing is, though, people, even though all these retailers are using cryptocurrency or accepting payment, they very few people are still are even on board with that yet. And so PayPal has teamed up with Coinbase, and so you can, if you do have cryptocurrency, you can now get an actual check, like a debit card, for your cryptocurrency accounts. And so the only problem with cryptocurrency, in my estimation, is that it's so volatile that one day you could have $10,000, and the next day you could literally have $1,000. And so if you're trying to pay your bills with just using your cryptocurrency account, it's probably not the best solution, but it definitely shows that we are heading in that direction more and more with retailers.
All right. Well, it's not something that I'd be excited about, but some people are, so good luck if you can do it. Apple announcing the new third-generation MacBook keyboard. Let's get the story behind that story.
The Geek Out.
While many consider Apple's line of laptops to be the best, the last few years have had an issue that has plagued some users and the company. It's the keyboard. The butterfly design, butterfly referring to the mechanism under each button, was first controversial because of how loud the keyboard was, and later how prone it was to failing simply because of a buildup of dust and stuff under the keys. It took Apple longer than it should have, but they finally launched a free service repair for MacBook Airs and Pros, but recently announced the 2019 model. Models have a new third-generation keyboard that promises more reliability. But if you're a 2015 through 18 MacBook user with goofy keyboard issues, we've posted a link that might be of help on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Right now at Banana Republic Factory, save big with 50 to 70% off the entire store. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses and polos starting at $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
All right, let's get to the good stuff. Why do we feel good snacking in front of the television set?
Well, eating in front of the TV, of course, is a very American thing. In most other cultures, especially in Europe, it's not often combined. So you sit at the table, you enjoy the food, you enjoy the company, and it's really not about TV in Europe. However, in America, there are a lot of new studies out about the relationship that Americans have with food. It is more complicated, they say, in America than in any other country. And they say, some of the experts say that if you grew up with a table-only family, like all of your meals had to be sat together at the table, then you are actually less likely in adulthood to eat in front of the TV and binge watch while you're potentially binge eating bad for you food. Now, if your family had movie night or pizza night in front of the TV, they say those people actually grow up and have a higher tendency to want to enjoy meals while watching TV at the same time. And the reason that it's so addictive, and if you've, you know, we all have sat in front of the TV and watched a favorite show while we're eating dinner. The reason is when you eat food that you enjoy, and then when you're watching something you enjoy, that gives multiple hits of dopamine in the brain, and that's what becomes addictive because it's a jolt of enjoyment.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.